What's up, Pathway family? Sure is good to be here and participate in this greeting. If you're like me, this pandemic has turned into a buffet, so you're looking forward to life getting back to normal, getting some exercise, and having some fun with people you know and love. And this is full of people that I know and love. So if you're like me and a social person and this time is hard for you, I sure hope that you find some comfort in knowing that we can at least be together digitally, and we definitely can be together spiritually. I love and miss all of y'all.
Many men will hear you speak, and they will never turn around. I will not forget you, oh my God, my King.
Pathway family.
Hi there.
Love you guys and miss you bunches. Can't wait to get back together. We're surviving. We're keeping busy. Got a lot of projects going on. But we can't wait to get back together and hug and greet and meet everybody.
And see y'all face to face.
Yeah, face to face instead of FaceTime to FaceTime. And she's getting tired of cooking on Sunday nights, so love you guys. See you soon.
Sweet thing, could this be a dream, or just the same nightmare that keeps me awake? Feeling in my brain, a toss out of pain. Poor little out now for the love that we made. Feeling in the morning.
I'm trying to check my
make a medicine for your heartbreak. Can't drink you, I can't drink you. I can't drink you, I can't drink you.
This is Christy and
this is Rick. We miss seeing you guys. Hope that everybody's feeling good and staying well. I know it's trying times and it's really weird not seeing everybody. But look forward to the time we can all get back together again.
We did enjoy our small group last week and had some conversation that maybe we wouldn't have had otherwise. In Pathway, so there's a little bit of light there, even through the things that have changed, there's some goodness. So I know for me personally, I'm trying to find some of the good and look for some of the light. But I hope you guys are well, and wherever this finds you tonight, I hope that you have peace and love and find some joy and get some rest in these times. We'll see you guys soon.
Amen. Love y'all.
Pathway, this is Wendell. This is our virtual Pathway for this Sunday night. And you'll notice that we have four lovely faces, well, three plus me, faces here tonight. And we're going to have some fun talking about a subject that some of us are dealing with right now. But anyway, I'm Wendell. I'm living loved by Jesus. I'm recovering from spiritual and emotional abuse and addiction to food and work and hyper-control. And I've had issues with pornography, with alcohol, with rage and panic and depression.
Hi, Wendell.
Got several people saying hey tonight. It's pretty cool. Anyway, before we do anything else tonight, we have a few announcements to take care of. How about that? We're getting official here with announcements. Last week, we launched our Zoom rooms, 7 o'clock on Sunday night. If you want to respond to what went on in Virtual Pathway, or just to catch up, or just to share some of your stuff, you can join a Zoom room. And to do that, you need to send me your email address so that I can send you an invitation to the Zoom room. And if you want to know my email address, you can go to the Broadway website and look under staff. Or if you've got a pen, you can write it down. It's wvanvalen@broadwayunited.org.
Also, you can look right down there. It'll be down there.
Oh, check it out, Mr. Techno Guy. Hey. He'll put it down below for you to see. Pretty cool.
My contribution to today.
Is that all you're going to give, Luke? Come on, dude. He only puts all this together every week, so he makes the biggest contribution. Anyway, the second announcement would be, if you have any special days coming up, anniversary, birthday, whatever, send that to me via email, and we're going to make announcements on Sunday night about that. And speaking of that, this week we have a birthday, Natasha has a birthday this coming Wednesday. And then Danielle wrote in and said that she is celebrating 6 years clean and sober. So Lou is going to track that down. And Danielle, if you're watching, he's going to get you a token. So he'll mail it to you. So if you've got any kind of announcements you want to make, email that to me. And we'll make sure that gets on our next virtual pathway. Help me out, y'all. Do I have any other announcements? Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay, I think I got everything. So this week, guess what we're doing? We've got these two fine people who are going to school us on what it's like to... Yeah, it's you two. Jeremy, Vincent, and Joellen Scruggs are parents of growing children. And... they are with them 24/7. I raised my kids. I've got grandkids. I cannot imagine doing what you all are doing. So I'll let you introduce yourselves however you want to, and then I'm going to throw you some questions, and you can take it from there. Which one's going first?
Lady first.
All right.
I'm so nervous, even though this is, yeah. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. So I'm Jo. I'm a daughter of the Father, and I struggle with grief and anxiety and some depression, and healed from some church stuff. And yeah, that's who I am.
Hey, Jo.
Hi, Jo.
Okay. Hey. Is that all I had to do? And we're just introducing ourselves. Okay, good. Sorry.
Hey, I'm Jeremy. I am in recovery for spiritual abuse and sexual abuse as a youth through the church, unfortunately. But I have had issues with anxiety, depression, porn, and a lot of codependency, and a lot of just comparing myself, thinking that I'm not good enough or I need to do more, which is not true, but that's what I struggle with.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to read you the first question. You hear the paper rattling? I'm going to read it right here. So number one, so what's the craziest thing? This is true confession. What's the craziest thing that you've had to deal with your kids in this pandemic so far? Details, please.
Jeremy, do you want to go first? You have the younger kids, so you might have something good.
Yeah, so I got a 6-year-old and I got a 1-year-old, and everything's crazy. And it's a good crazy, probably most of the time, a normal crazy. But I think that, you know, one of the things that for us is just the homeschooling aspect. You know, Laura studied secondary education actually in college, and had planned on teaching, but did not. So some of it comes natural to her, still not easy. But for me, was never a fan of school. I just got it over with what I had to do. So the homeschooling aspect has been really tough. It's like, cause I'm trying to teach him how to do things as a kindergartner that I don't even think I know how to do sometimes. Reading the teacher's instructions. So God bless our teachers. We need them. We still need them. So yeah, that's probably the craziest thing. May not sound crazy, but it is, cause you know, it is.
How about you, Joe?
So, for those that don't know, I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. And if you've seen any posts of Sarah Jane, my youngest, she's a wild card. And we've gone on several like walks every day. We try to get out and take walks. And one day we came in through our back door and used the key to get in. And I guess she'd never really noticed us doing that before. And, so a couple hours later, we're all kind of working and the kids were playing and we hear a car alarm going off. And you're like, what is that? And sometimes that happens at the neighbor's house. So I was like, well, they might be the neighbors. And it just kept going off. And then finally, Casey kind of had the same thought. And we were like, what is that? So we went to look and it was our car in our garage going off. Nobody's out there. And then we look, there's a door, the back door is right beside the garage, and there's Sarah Jane outside with my car key going like this. And so she thought, she was trying to see if the car key was going to unlock the back door, but she set off the car alarm in the garage. And so that's just one little example of like, she's been very curious. And she, Elise has always been a little more hesitant at things and really mindful, but Sarah Jane just goes for it. And so we've seen a lot from Sarah Jane that we hadn't seen before because we've not been with her all day. So that's just one of the silly things that she has done. And I will say one other thing. So with the homeschooling, like I was home first with the kids in case you still had to work. So with the girls, we kind of got into a routine and I was with Sarah trying to do kindergarten, and it was not fun. But since Casey's been home, he said, you know what, I'll help Sarah get started. You go to work, you know, do your work. He's really good at facilitating kindergarten, and I'm just shocked. I think he is too. So we see different sides of ourselves we hadn't seen before. So there's that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, what's the greatest, I don't know, everybody has things in life like, okay, it has to be done, so I have to do it. Take out the garbage, wash the dishes, whatever. So you've got 2 kids apiece that you're dealing with every day. What is your greatest challenge? Like every day, oh, it's time for this again, or it may be all day, a certain aspect of it that's like, oh, not this again. So like, what's the burr in your saddle, the whole, just like, That was the question.
That was the question.
Yeah. Would you like clarity?
No, it's pretty clear. Well, I'm sorry, Joe. You can take it away, man.
Well, I was just going to say, it's not like an everyday thing. It's basically it's handling my kids' emotional health. When this all started, we had a lot of meltdowns. Both me, I had my own meltdowns, and Elise especially, she had, I mean, it was overwhelming, especially when it started, because they actually, when they got their schoolwork, they were already 2 days behind and still trying to learn like how to do it all. It was just overwhelming, and just trying to handle that while also handling my own emotions. And then Sarah Jane, you know, she struggles differently than Elise. So Sarah Jane's struggles came out where she didn't want to go to sleep at night. Well, she's always struggled not wanting to take naps because she's so busy, or to go to bed, but she just tears every night. So just kind of recognizing, is this just them being a kid, or is this how they're showing their anxiety in the situation? And how do I handle it? How do I teach them to handle it? So that's been a huge challenge.
Before you say anything, Jeremy, I just to piggyback off what you said, this wasn't in the set question, sorry. So do you feel comfortable sharing how you feel with your girls, or do you kind of keep that hidden?
Well, that's funny that you asked that. So, I never realized it, but I think I did kind of hold back some of my bigger emotions, and I always have. But we were watching some movie that, I think it was Frozen 2, and there's a part that makes everybody kind of tear up. And Sarah Jane said something about crying, and Elise made comment, well, mom doesn't cry. And I was like, okay. So I am holding that back and never thought about it or realized it. So since that time, I kind of thought, if I have an emotion, I need to show it. And so when all of this happened, Elise had a meltdown one day. Of course, I'm there for her. And then the next day, I don't even remember what happened, but I was just crying in here in this office. And she walked by, Elise walked by, and I, instead of hiding it, I think like I would have, I said, can I have a hug? And made her come to me. And she hugged me and said, it's going to be okay. Mm. And yeah, so that was good. I think probably for both of us. So, yeah.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. So, Jeremy, what's your biggest challenge, dude?
I think just with, you know, Lincoln, who is, his love language is quality time. And if anybody doesn't know what that means, it just means that he loves to spend time with you, you know, with people, with mostly me and Laura. But, and so then when you have a one-year-old and you have a toddler, like they take all of your attention. All your attention, everything you got. And so trying to navigate giving attention, quality attention to, you know, my 6-year-old Lincoln on a daily basis is a challenge. And most times I fail, you know, most times I don't nail it. And so I go to bed thinking about those failures and, you know, how I'm going to do better tomorrow, which then I turn around and fail again the next day. And so I try. And so I have about one, anxiety attack every week that's, or a panic. I don't know. I think it's more anxiety than panic. And it's usually when I'm laying in bed running through the day and thinking about all the times that I've failed and fallen short. So, yeah, it's just trying to get that quality time in with a child that's what he thrives on. Mm. And so I have to remind him that, you know, Sam, our 1-year-old, takes a lot of attention. He's a baby. And so it's not always going to be this way. And then just when I'm exhausted and tired, I spend time with Link. That's just means that it, we're doing it right, I guess. If we're tired and worn out, that means we're probably doing it right. So I just lean on that.
Thanks for that, Jeremy. So for both of y'all, how do you maintain your own personal sanity? Do you have a chunk of time that's considered restoration time, me time, introspection time? Or do you just grab little pieces of it, or is it, well, you mentioned you know, at night when you, the end of your day, you reflect on your day. Is that when you typically do it, or do you get up before your kids and do it, or what? How are you staying sane, or are you even sane? That's a loaded question.
For me, I think the only me time that I really get is when I exercise and when I go for a run or a bike ride. That's, I try to do that every day, and that's really all that I get. And that's, it's a good mental health. It's a good healing. It's a good healing activity for me mentally. That's why I do it. That's the only reason I do it, is to maybe help me have good thoughts instead of bad thoughts. So
is that typically what, half an hour, 45 minutes? What is that?
About an hour.
Cool.
And so if I know that that's the only time I'm getting, that's why I stay out there for about an hour.
Do you literally run for an hour? I'm impressed.
Yes, I do.
I'm impressed.
Well, I mean, I've been running for a long time, so, you know, it's not that impressive once you've been out there doing it for a long time. But
I used to run. Hour's run is good.
I'll take your compliment. You know, especially when Laura's running a marathon's worth of miles tomorrow, you know, it's not that impressive.
Oh, well. I'm trying to compliment you, dude. Take it.
All right, I'm taking it. I'll shut up.
Okay. What about you, Joe? Or are you sane?
That's been a question for a long time. But I think so lately I've had to set my alarm and get up a little bit early. And I've had to do like some physical therapy and stuff the past year or so. And I was getting up before all this to do all that before, you know, the day starts and the girls get up and stuff. So I've tried to continue that and still get up early. But I also, during that time, I listen to podcasts and say some prayers and just kind of be on my mat, as they say, and be present in the morning. So I haven't been able to do that every morning, but some mornings I can do that, and that's my time. And then I've also noticed, like, Broadway's done this a lot with just like a few moments of prayer, a few minutes. You guys get on Facebook and say prayers or whatever, and sometimes I'll catch those and just take a few minutes, and that's helpful. And then the other church we go to, Holy Spirit, they have started doing a live stream of the rosary. And so in the past couple weeks, I've said the rosary twice, which is more than I've said it in probably 20 years. And my mom may watch this, so I hope she's not mad at me. But anyway, and I know, like, I'm one of the few Catholics probably that are part of Pathway, but just the fact that it's like taking that few minutes, 15 minutes to just be where you are and be present be present with God. I think that's the important part. But then some days, because I either, this is all the time I get, or I just really need it, is at night before supper, we say some prayers and stuff, and I'll just close my eyes and even put my hands over my face, so I will not look at anybody or anything and won't think about what the girls are doing, or if I forgot to put something on the table for supper, whatever. I'll just say my prayers, and just those few minutes of just sitting still can be restorative, just those few minutes. So, And of course, exercise, but I don't know. I need to follow Jeremy's lead on that one, a whole hour. It's a lot.
You set the bar a little too high for us.
Yeah.
You be you.
What do you do, Wendell? Since we've got you in the screen there,
it's cheating on my part because I don't have any little kids, so my time is just free. And I do a lot of piddling, like out in the garage. I fix things and piddle that way. But usually late at night after Robbie goes to sleep, I'll sit at my computer and just play some sort of mindless, like solitaire or something. And that, and my mind can, and I do that in the morning too. I like to do something, like even if I'm mowing the lawn or something like that, my dummy work. Well, that's disrespectful for people who do that for a living. But I mean, just doing something manual, which is not my, that's not what I do for a living. I do mental things for a living, but to do something manual and then just let my mind rest and go where it wants to go. And ideas sneak up and bite me in the butt all the time when I'm doing that. I'm like, oh, wow, I never had that realization before. And some of it is about myself, and some of it is just about truth and life. So, I mean, I actually had that today, and I think I have a future lesson for Pathway because of the aha moment. Because, anyway. So, okay, so this is the loaded question. And by the way, if you're watching Virtual Pathway and going to be in a Zoom room, this is going to be the focus question in the Zoom room. So it's got a double-edged sword here. And Jeremy and Joe both were like, really, you're going to ask this question? So you are the experts. You are in the middle of the fray right now. We don't know where the finish line is on this. And to me, it sounds like you're doing a super, doing better than I would have done, taking care of your kids. We had two kids as well, boy and a girl. And so it sounds like you all are doing a stellar job of taking care of your kids. So if you had to, I want to get this right. What advice would you give to expectant parents at this point? So they're going to have their baby during the pandemic. What advice do you give them?
The advice I always give expectant parents is to take home that rubber snot sucker from the hospital, because that's the best one on the market. You can't buy those. So always take that home with you. That's the only advice I ever feel comfortable giving.
Still all that stuff, man. Take those diapers. The milk bottles, the rags, all that. That comes in that little roller cart.
Yes, wait. You all are going way too deep for us. This is way too profound and deep. But we got to have some time to process this one. That's all you've got is steal stuff from
I tell them it's going to be hard. Just don't go into it with any expectations, man. Like, if you can do that, the first baby is always exciting, you know, but just, man, if you can somehow remove all your expectations, take them down as far as you can, and then drop them again after that. I think what Wayne would always say, lower those expectations and then drop them again.
Yeah.
You can do that and just know that it's going to be hard. It's supposed to. It's supposed to be hard.
Yeah.
And give yourself grace. Like, you guys know, Lou, Joe, Wendell know how much I've beaten myself up. Because we've had group before. How much I beat myself up saying that I'm not the parent that I thought I was going to be. And then I turn around and I think, oh gosh, you know, I just got to, the God's in this, right? God's in this. It's not all on me. I have a job to do as a parent. Obviously I have a responsibility, but is it all on me? No, God's in this too. And I have to trust that he's doing his part through me to my kids. So
that's a good word, Jeremy. Thank you. That's really good. Talk to us, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one of the first things I thought too, was lower your expectations of what it's going to be like or what you're going to accomplish. And I mean, any of this is the case, whether there's a pandemic going on or not. But for mine, I had a couple of things. One was that routines or schedule is good, especially with newborns. Forget that. Don't worry about that. But as they get older, like schedules, I think in this situation where everybody's home, sticking with the schedule is going to keep everybody a little more mentally like, okay. So that's huge for us, but also be willing to adapt that schedule. And you'll know when to adapt it. Like, trust your instincts of when to start a schedule and when to change and adapt the schedule. And just trust that you'll know. You don't know that you know, but you know, you'll know. And also to say, like, it gets better. Like, having little bitty ones, like Jeremy said, is hard. It's so hard. And I feel like those first months and years, I was in a fog of just getting through the day. And I can say it gets better at this point. It does get better. And so just like this pandemic, it's going to get better. And having kids in it, it's already better than it was. I remember thinking when we first were all home together that, you know, in that second week, well, this week's better than last week. Thank goodness. And so just have faith in that. Yeah, that's the best I have.
That's good. Y'all, this is, yeah, y'all are really sharing good stuff. Can the two of us old guys speak to this a little bit? I'll let Lewis speak for himself. But when I was where you all are now, I did not feel like a good father at all, at no stretch of the imagination. I did the best I could, but I didn't feel like it. And then as I got older, I really felt like I wasn't a very good father at all. When I got into recovery, it was like, dude, you were a sorry father. You weren't good at all. I went back and made amends to my adult children. And now Robbie and I look at our two kids, Bethany, 36 or 7 in Tennessee, and Jacob, 31 in Princeton, Kentucky. If we had sat down and written a script out of what do we want our kids to turn out to be, they surpassed the script. Both of them did. Surpassed our greatest expectations. Our kids are generous. They're kind, compassionate, open-minded, open-hearted people. And I think, how did that happen? Because I felt like I screwed up hugely. And our two kids absolutely adore us. They love us and say, y'all were the best parents. And I think, what house did you grow up in? So I look at Lou, and I'll let you speak to this, but I know all three of your sons absolutely adore you. So you want to say anything to that?
I felt a lot like you did. When my boys were little, I was in medicine at that point and would be, you know, on the clock when I was on call. I could be on the clock for 36 hours at a time. And I missed a lot. And so I was that dad that tried to make up for not being around as much for work by doing, you know, trying to create these big events for them. And but I felt the same way that, you know, I really didn't feel like the dad I wanted to be, or the dad that you know, I saw my father as being. But again, since I got into recovery, my dad worked a lot. I just got lucky enough that he retired when I was in fifth grade, because they were so much older when they had me. But my dad worked a lot, and he still was the most influential person in my life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and again, like you, Jenny and I both feel like that. All three of our sons have far exceeded our expectations. You know, I have three sons who love people, who are great fathers, and they make pretty babies. And
show off.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I think that for me, I feel the same way. In the moment, you feel like, oh, I'm screwing this up so bad. But, you know, they're going to remember, Joe, they're going to remember when you were sitting in the audience when they were doing a talent show at McNeil, right? They're going to remember that. Jeremy, they're going to remember. Lincoln's going to remember running around behind you with his Spider-Man costume on, and he's going to remember that you didn't tell him to take it off when he came to church. Right? It's things that you don't think they're going to remember,
yeah,
or that they're not going to.
That's true.
That, you know, that they don't, you don't think was a big deal, that ends up being the things they remember the most.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've discovered that with my boys as well. And so, and oddly enough, a lot of it centers around Shakespeare for my boys, but it, so I would say the same thing, Wendell. We have, Wendell and I have something that you guys don't have yet. And that's the gift of hindsight. And getting to see where they are now versus where they were, and seeing, watching the movie in our heads, watching them grow up to be these great people. And I think your kids are going to be the same thing.
Oh yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm tracking with you, Matt, Wendell.
Well, I know all four of your kids, and you're going to, I probably won't be around to see it, but you are going to be so proud and so happy when you get to be Lewis's my age. I just know it.
Yeah. Oh, I agree completely.
I mean, I'll just single one out, but years ago, I baptized Elise. And I remember when I held her, I'm going to get all emotional. I remember when I held her in my arms and I looked into her eyes and I thought, this little girl is a healer. I knew it immediately. I thought, this little girl's a healer. And for you to, I teared up when you told your story. You're sitting there crying. What did she do? She came in and she healed her mama. I mean, that's.
I thought the exact same thing whenever she did that.
Yes.
And I thought that, oh, this is what Wendell saw.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, not, but it was like in action at that.
Yeah. And yeah. And yeah. I mean, the first time I ever looked into Sam's eyes, the first time I did, I thought, this dude is a freaking philosopher. His waters are going to go so freaking deep when he gets older, that he's going to be asking questions and posing ideas that we're going to like, what? We're, you know, and I think he's going to see into people, like with Spidey senses. He's going to be able to see into people. You wait, you watch. But I mean, you're raising these jewels. You're raising these unbelievable human beings. That when they get older, you think, where did you come from? It's just so cool. It is so cool to have adult children and to see how they turn out. Well, I think we've probably gone over our time, but this has been so fun. Thank you all for helping us out and giving us all this wisdom and insight. This is great. Anything anybody else wants to say before we go? Jeremy's going to lead us in the Serenity Prayer. So all you out there in virtual land, hold your hands up and get ready to say our prayer. Anybody got anything they want to say before we go?
Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. You ready with the prayer, Jeremy?
I'm ready.
Go for it, dude.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever the next. Amen.
Keep coming back. God loves you.
Loves you.
Hold on. Don't turn anything off. Don't turn. We're not done. If you will stay tuned for your viewing pleasure, we have a piece of comedy. What would you call it, Lou? He's the only one who's seen it.
Sure, we'll call it that.
Okay. So you stay tuned, and it's coming up right now. See you, Pathway.
Bye.